events. At a press conference, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that it's a good deal for the whole of Europe. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen called the deal fair and balanced. Johnson said he hoped the UK Parliament would be recalled to vote on the deal. It will also need ratification by the European Parliament. The full text of this free trade agreement is expected to be published soon. Negotiations were the toughest over what EU fishing boats are allowed to catch in UK waters, and there are still unanswered questions about what the deal means for other British businesses, but the threat of tariffs or import taxes between the UK and its biggest trading partner will be removed. The kidnap of 344 schoolboys in northwest Nigeria had the appearance of an Islamist militant attack. There was even a video purporting to show some of the boys with members of Boko Haram, the extremists behind the 2014 kidnapping of more than 270 schoolgirls in the northeast. But four government and security officials familiar with negotiations that secured the boys' release told Reuters the attack was a result of intercommunal fighting over cattle theft, grazing rights, and water access, and not spreading extremism. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Thursday apologized for denying allegations that his office may have possibly violated Japan's strict political funding laws and admitted he was unaware what his office had done. He said he will correct his false statements in Parliament on Friday, marking a stunning reversal of fortunes for Japan's longest-serving premier. This is VOA News, and here are some other stories making headlines today. India's main opposition party pressed the government on Thursday to call a special parliamentary session.